Hello. Hello.
I don't know what that was.
The conference is being recorded, it said.
We know that.
It is being okay. All right.
Ed, could I ask one question on that, on the pilots?
Yes.
Will you be looking both at pilots at the for the various sites versus the basic science, or just do you have a sense of how that might distribute?
I think what we're going to do is to see who has a project who needs extra funds to complete that project, and look at those applications first, and then see what new applications we can also help support, even if it's with less money than the $30,000 it budgeted. But you know, right now I haven't given a lot of thought about priorities other than the fact that I know that there are projects that are ongoing that definitely need some additional resources to get completed. So that's all I can say about that. All right? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, we're still here. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like what you said before.
Yeah, so but that a notice will go out, and I think, you know, and we'll just see what happens. And Faye and I were talking about reallocations that may be possible, may not be in budget. So we'll just go from there. But see how many we get, how much interest we get. And I think that may also be a guide to thinking about our renewal application. You have to realize we're in the second year. It was a three-year funded project, so we have to start thinking about the reapplication, even if we decide that, for most of us anyway, we're going into a no-cost extension. Still only gives about another year before we start having to rewrite something.
Yeah, this is Fred. Do you have a rough submission date for the renewal, like a month, and will it be late 2005 or when? Like November 1?
We're going to try to decide at this upcoming meeting that we have in January
when
about how many people are prepared to go into a fourth year of a no-cost extension, which is what we originally talked about at the first meeting we had, and that was done at the suggestion of Dr. Lee.
Okay.
Can I ask, is everyone else able to hear the call well and hear people well? I can barely hear, and I'm wondering if I should switch to another phone. It's Tatiana.
I can hear you fine, Tatiana.
Yeah, and we can, and I can hear everyone, so it may be your phone.
To another phone. Okay, I'm going to switch to another phone. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Quick item, Ed. I've made arrangements for Marie Lynn to attend the meeting in Indianapolis.
All right. In line with that, is after the meeting, does she have plans or want to visit any other sites or to stay in Indianapolis for a little while and spend more time, you know, perhaps seeing what's going on there?
I have not. I have not made any plans for her. I assume if she's coming all this distance, that sounds like a very reasonable idea, and maybe to visit some other sites.
Sure. I mean, she's coming from China, so.
Right. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. That's part of China.
Yep.
Well, then I guess the administrative core, the new thing is the preparing the website and preparing the pilot thing, the neurobehavioral core. A updated version will be available on the 22nd of this month and will go on to the website. It's the updated manual. It just has minor corrections and suggestions that people have provided. We're working on the videos of the test, and they should also be up on the website, but that probably won't happen before the end of the year.
Can I ask a question about that, Ed?
Sure.
So this is the final manual? Are the next to final, or?
I think it's the final manual, and now all of the tests are available for anyone who didn't download versions previously. They're downloadable from the website. Sarah, am I saying anything that's not right?
Yeah, I can. I need to just one thing. There are new versions of some of the computerized tests, like, for example, the reversal, well, it doesn't matter, but if you should check the website to make sure you have the most current version of the computerized test. Some of them are the same, and it won't be any different, but some do need to be updated. The manual should be the final version.
Can you send us an email, Sarah, telling us which ones that need to be updated?
Yes.
You have to download the whole thing?
Yes.
It would save us some time and energy. Okay.
Yep, and the manual should be the final version. The test packet should be the final version. I believe that's on there also. We'll make it clear that it's the final, so you don't have to download, you know, the same thing just to see if it's final or not. And the, let's see, test packet. And the scoring manual is the next task, and that should be done hopefully shortly soon, too.
All right. Are there updates on the pilot projects? Fred?
Yeah, I can just give a 30-second summary. Presented back in Teratology in June, a statistical analysis of the first 20 of our pilot subjects. We are now up to 31, and we'll probably cut that off at the end of this, either this calendar year or this month. They're at 32 to 35, a little bit smaller than we'd planned, but the signal strength is a little bit higher than we'd expected. So the statistical power is working out just fine. We're preparing a short manuscript on the first 20 just to get something out there. Corresponding to what we presented at our at the FAS study group in June.
Okay. Phil, you want to update the Italian pilot project?
Everything's being all the data are being entered from the first wave. We have case conferences here in January 24th through the 28th. So we'll finalize the diagnoses on all of the 200 and some kids screened.
You were able to take care of all the travel for the case conferencing?
Yeah, Faye really stepped up, and she's got courtesy associates bringing them over.
Good.
And so, yeah, she really stepped up and took that over. So, so we'll have the case conferences. And as of next week, they're starting the contacts for the next 30 randomly selected schools, and we will hold our screening for Tier 1, the height, weight, and head circumference, all by February, and then March, the first 2 weeks in March, first actually 2.5 weeks in March, we'll be doing the dysmorphology.
Know this, but the State Department kicked back the first request for the travel of the Italian investigators.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the person who was working on that asked me to work with her to strengthen the justification, so we sent it in again, but we haven't gotten any feedback yet. I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks, Deidre.
Sure.
And you and I talked, Phil, and if I can help, I will.
Okay.
Luther's not on, is he? Nope. And Ken's not here. Tina, do you know what's going on with Ukraine? I know you're going back there next week, I think.
Yeah, they have taken the final screening form, and the screening database has been finalized. They've translated the screening form and gotten approval for the project through their IRB, and so they're beginning screening this month. So that's what I'll be looking at the first week in December. We hope that we can do what we had intended to do last year over the next 6 months.
Are there any problems or concerns or needs that the pilot projects have? Other than, of course, for more money?
No, I think you summed it up.
Okay. all right, Craig, you weren't on the last call, so maybe you could fill us in on what you still need for the informatics core, what you have, and et cetera?
Okay, I'll try. We are basically sort of, you know, cooking along. We are coding on the dysmorphology data input, the XML input tool, and we're sort of busy implementing the discussions that we've had about how to deal with basically record identifier mismatches or duplicates and that sort of thing. So you know, sort of rendering the discussions that we've had about how to handle what appear to be duplicate or conflicting records and getting that coded into the XML input. That's a fairly major area of focus right now. We are making progress on the web upload tool. That's taken a bit of a second priority behind the XML input tool simply because of our perceptions of who wants which piece most quickly. And if that's not correct, somebody scream at me. We have an internal prototype design for the web reporting tool. So, you know, sort of the big point is once we start getting some data in, people will want to get the data back out, and we're cooking along on the web accession tool for the dysmorphology data. Things that we're waiting on for neurobehavior, I think that we're still waiting for the data dictionary to be finalized. Does that jive with other people's understanding of the situation?
This is Sarah. I'd have to check, but I thought we had sent the final variables, but I'll double check and make sure.
Okay,
and it may just be tweaking that needs to be done.
My notes say that we think we're waiting, so
okay.
Probably the best way to confirm where we think we are is that if you can tell us for sure that we're done, we'll consider ourselves done.
Okay, well,
because we think that we're waiting, we think we're not done with the input tool. But once we have the data dictionary for neurobehavior finalized and we know it's finalized, the input tool will be pretty straightforward to wrap up.
Okay.
The alcohol and control variables, sort of the same thing. I think that we're still waiting for this is the final variable list and data dictionary.
No, it's completed. And the database, the alcohol and control variables, data dictionary, and the database have been validated by us, and the database itself is now on the web.
Oh, cool. Great. Well, I should say, by the way, that I've been on the road continuously for the last 2 weeks. Anybody is welcome to chime in and tell me that things are better than I think they are.
Dex and Andy did a great job. So it's posted it right after the dysmorphology form.
Great. And then sort of the, you know, everything else is cooking along, except that I think we're still waiting on data dictionaries for brain imaging and ultrasound. But, you know, basically, when we met last, was it June that we met in Vancouver?
Yes.
Right.
When we met last June, you know, sort of the basic status was we're higher in Dex. We think things are going to get better real soon. And my assessment of where I think we are is that having Dex on board and having her really focus on this has gotten us to a point where we're pretty well back on track, and what we're going to be focusing on, I think, is working with the people who are you know, trying to use these tools and making sure that they really work like they're supposed to, and we have all the details, you know, just ironed out as smoothly as can be. Basically, I think we're in good shape.
I know that some of the projects want to start using some of the dysmorphology data, and I'm wondering if, if any of that data is available for those other projects to utilize. For example, the facial imaging core.
Tell you what,
this morphology data.
Let me do this. As soon as I get back in the office, which is unfortunately still a week from Monday, I feel like I've fallen into that British novel about the researcher who simply goes from conference to conference and his graduate students fax him updated data every week. I'm back in the office a week from Monday. I'll try to do some work by email between now and then, but what I'll do is sit down with Dex and Andy and see if we can get an early prototype of the dysmorphology data download tool accessible to the facial imaging group so they can start using it.
Okay. Ed?
Yes, Elizabeth?
Andy and Jeff have a meeting Monday at 2 o'clock to discuss this.
Okay. So it's going forward, but it really needs to get done because, I mean, your project depends upon that.
Right.
So I'd like to see that become a very high priority for getting finished. And
so would we.
Yeah, and I think also the dysmorphology data is starting to build up maybe a little bit.
Well, we'll tell you what. I will get to Andy between now and that meeting on Monday, and if I need to clear other things off of people's plates to make room for focusing on that, I will do so.
I mean, because Phil's going to have the Italian dysmorphology data after January.
Tina, do you all have the dysmorphology forms that we filled out in Italy?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Someone should find
trace those down, because we have actually two separate sets. We have one that's the consortium forms, and
okay.
Then we have our standard EPI forms, which don't vary much, but we could have actually gotten those now. We can get those to Indiana for data input now, so even before the final diagnosis is done. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Just saying that dysmorphology data collected.
Excuse me, this is Fred, and I have to board my plane. I'm signing off now.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. That they need to, those data need to be in there so that we can start looking at them in relationship to the other measures.
Sure.
Tell you what, I will do everything I can to clear the way for Andy and Dex so that they can get the dysmorphology data squared away so that people can get to it.
Okay. Elizabeth, Tatiana, anything new or we need to know about the 3D camera? We're working on a reallocation schedule for the cameras now, and I'm waiting to hear back from Luther about that. But
do you want to address, Elizabeth, some of the concerns that have happened, you know, just in terms of quality issues, or do you want to?
Well, yes, that's been a problem, is some of the quality of the data that we have received. They're using too much light, so there's a lot of rippling occurring on the face. So I don't know if Xiaofen are going to be able to use some of the images at all because of that. And what happened is over in Finland, because they couldn't get the lights that we sent working, they used halogen. And it just caused all kinds of problems, the waves coming off of the halogens. And I finally did get Rust of Luther's data, and he tried to redo some of them, but he's still having some problems, too, with it. So just a reminder that if we're going to try to do some training in January, and it sounds like maybe some people need to come and have retraining done, too.
And what we were proposing was to add that on as the first day of the meeting. You know, before the actual meeting starts,
maybe,
rather than trying to pull people out during the meeting, which I think is hard. People want to be there to hear all the discussion. Maybe do it as one extra day.
Right. How
much problem is that going to cause, the fact that you had the rippling? I mean, is the do the images from Finland have to be redone or what?
I can't speak totally for Xiaofen. From what I understand, though, I don't think he can use any of them from Finland.
No,
I think we're going to be able to get measurements off of them. But I don't think he can at all.
So then those of us who need to be trained or retrained should come in and be there the 12th?
Yes. That's what we would like to do. And
basic science folks are meeting?
Don't you think that makes sense? Because you don't want to miss
that one. Makes sense. Could you just send Madre an email?
Yep.
And so that we can send out who wants training and arrange for them to get there on the 12th so that she can get the extra hotel rooms?
Yeah, what we would like to do is also, if they can get trained at the beginning, then we can have them practice throughout the meetings whenever they have time. And then before they leave, we can have time to look over the images and see any problems they're making, any problems they have. Because that's the big thing, is we need to see the images to be able to see what problems. You might think you're doing it fine, but when I get the images, there's problems, like with genes. And unfortunately, we didn't get anything until he'd already scanned everybody.
How right, about so. Buffalo? Were those as bad?
Luther had other problems. He had a lot of trouble using the camera, so a lot of them didn't have, like sometimes we had all images of the same position, and he had trouble positioning the subjects in the right way, so we're missing parts of heads, and he had a lot of movement in his too, and some lighting issues.
Okay.
It just makes it clear that we need to be more focused and spend more time on the training.
Yeah, I think, you know, the concern that I have
while they're here.
That is that images were being taken, what can we say, is as long ago as late spring and the summer, and, you know, to find out now when it's almost December that basically most of the data is problematic.
Well, I don't think it has just been found in December. We have been talking to Luther about this.
Okay.
For a while. We've gone back and forth about his positioning and the lighting, and but part of the trouble is Luther is not taking the images. Somebody else is.
Okay.
So that's the other thing about training. If you're not going to be taking the images and somebody else is, we need that person.
Right.
It does no good for you to be trained, and then you go back and try to remember it. We need to have that person there. And genes, unfortunately, we did not get that data. And once we got it, we told Gene there was a problem, but I don't think at that point they could call anybody back in.
Well, the camera's already been shipped out of Finland.
No. The camera's
still there.
Still there?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Moscow that they had to get it out quick.
No. It's Finland because of the VAT tax on it.
Yeah, we have to get it out by June 26th.
Oh, okay.
So you have a few months yet.
Right, but the trouble is Jean's not over there, and I don't know how much Osei is going to be able to get done. She needs to get some controls because we're still going to be able to. We can take the measurements. It's Xiaofen's study that can't use.
Presumably getting controls now, so.
Yes. That's our understanding.
Yes, and, you know, Osei did say there's a possibility it could stay there, you know, if they talk to the right people, which I don't know if that'd be worth it or not since Gene's going to go back in September.
Did they do 2D imaging in Finland?
There was a problem. They did the 2D imaging, but there was a human subject's concern, and lots of the 2D images were simply destroyed. It was ridiculous, but that's what happened.
Well, that aside, should we, whenever we do 3D images, do a 2D image too?
I'm suggesting that we do that, and one
of
the reasons is that they can still do the computerized facial recognition on a 2D image as well. So that if we have standardized 2D images on these, at least then the facial analysis group can move forward on those, even if the 3D images don't work out. So
you have to have that.
That's
in your
why I sent that, or had Ken send that around again.
Well, let's include that as part of the training then on the 12th.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth Sowell.
Yes.
How are you? You weren't on the last call either, so maybe you could bring us up to date a little bit.
Right. Well, we spent some time down in San Diego. I think Sarah might have mentioned this for me at the last conference call.
I did.
But we took some images of our phantom, and we now have those data in the lab at UCLA, and we're comparing, or we're beginning to write some protocols to sort of do some signal intensity correction for the two scanners. I am on the verge of having IRB to start collecting some FAS data at UCLA, and I think Sarah might be on the verge of starting to collect some there at San Diego.
It was approved, so.
Yeah, okay, good. So we might actually start having some data to analyze soon.
Yeah, I know that Colleen has started to try to schedule kids for our scanning here in San Diego.
Right.
I'm sorry, Sarah, I shouldn't say it.
And we're going to be starting that hopefully over the holidays when we can get some kids in.
All righty. Ken's not on. Michael, how about you? Couldn't we update on the basic sciences, then we'll come back to the clinical ones?
I think in the last month, there's not a lot new. Keith Miller's project is progressing. It's at a stage where it's just going to take time to go through the mass spec, so there's no new sort of answer to report on that. And Charlie and Fang each had papers that came out in the last month or two that are related to the work of the consortium. And the data for those papers were presented at the meeting in June.
Are there things that the basic science group needs to better interact, or is there anything that we can do to help facilitate? I mean, they've obviously made progress. They each have a paper out. But if there's anything that the consortium as a whole can do, or if you can think of ways that projects might be translated into the clinical group, that would be great to think about for the renewal coming up when we meet in January.
I think that what the basic science group will always be up against is its very small size. It's basically two projects, and it's difficult for two projects to drive a new clinical direction. I think they're strategically designed to have the most impact possible in terms of what the consortium is doing, and certainly the element of conditioned eye blink reflex, which is in Charlie's proposal, is being translated. I think improved communication between Charlie's group and the South Africa project, where some of this is being done, would be helpful so that both groups have access to the information that's being obtained and can conceivably modify what they're doing in response to it. But I think overall, there's a limit to what two leanly funded basic science projects can do in the first year or two of their conception.
I agree, and Michael stated that well. And I think maybe January we can explore some of the, particularly with respect to translating the iBlink work, both directions would be very helpful.
Charlie, you have any updates or anything?
The only real progress we've made is that we had planned the beginnings of the mouse studies. The protocols are through all the institutions, and we started treating the animals. But we have to let them grow up. So
Sure. Here
we are.
All righty. The clinical projects. Tina, you're...
Lo and behold, they started screening last week at the four hospitals in Russia. And so we'll have some preliminary data to look at in terms of the prevalence of people who look like they qualify for the study by the time we get there the week after next. And everything else is in place. We have a little glitch with the nutrition consultant, but we're working that out. And otherwise, as I said, having the database done and meeting the deadline to be able to start the project with that in place has been is a great benefit. So we're pleased with that.
Okay. Anything that the Corps can provide you with that you need?
No, but, talking about the basic science projects, any ideas about translational stuff, this coming year is going to be the time to incorporate anything that we want to add to this thing, if there's a potential to do that.
Okay. Sandy or Joe come on? All right, so we don't have an update on South Africa project. Sarah?
From there, South African, we can
right.
Give ours.
Yeah, no. I got you on here, Phil.
Okay.
Sarah?
Our project is going along well. San Diego is crying. We're collecting data. All the data is looking pretty good. We're still haggling with the Moscow site. Finland is going along as well. I do have a couple requests. We've sent out a request for people to return test forms that they're not going to use. We have a shortage of forms, and I've sent out that email. And Cody, I've heard back from Cody, but he's the only one. So please send back your forms because we need them for other sites. But other than that, we've been working on the manual and all of those things, so I think we're going along pretty well. And we're, as Ed mentioned, we're starting to collect our MRI data soon, too.
Yeah, and the Finns have a magnetic resonance spectroscopy paper that is ready, I guess, to submit or has been submitted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's come along.
Okay.
And we're negotiating with them for doing some structural imaging as well as some MEG, and there's budgetary problems, but the administrative corps is going to try to at least pay to have the data collected.
Ed, is there any way I could be sort of in the loop on that, or is it too early?
You can certainly be in the loop.
Okay.
In fact, I talked to Dan Savage in New Mexico yesterday,
uh-huh.
And they have a MEG person there who works in Finland. 6 months of the year. And so he would also like to be involved because they now have a MEG set up in New Mexico. And he's looking for sources of funding to kind of run a parallel project to what we would have going on in Finland with the MEG so that we could, while he's not part of the consortium, that's the type of thing we'd like to do is to get comparable data across different sites.
And for the structurals in Finland, they should be using the same protocol that Elizabeth is using at UCLA and we're using in San Diego.
Yeah,
right.
Depending on the kind of magnet they have, but that's why
well,
I need to be in the
lab. I'm going to see Alona on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so dealing with Alona is always fun, but I'll try to make sure that as things progress there, you are informed of
great.
What they're doing and that they ask for your input and consultation. I mean, that's
right.
What the corps are for.
Right, that's great.
All right.
I do have one other thing, Ed. I'm wondering, Tina, maybe you can help with this. The control variables, is that relevant to the sites other than the prospectively collected data sites?
You mean the alcohol and control variables?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The core alcohol and control variables, the retrospective sites should be looking at too.
Okay, and can you tell me again where those are on the website?
I'll send you the link, but
okay.
It's on the same page as where the dysmorphology form is.
Okay, I looked at it just briefly and I didn't see it, but we can talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it there either, but.
Okay, maybe Dex just sent me a separate website to look at it. It's an Indiana University one.
Oh, yeah, okay,
that's,
I'm just looking at the CIFASD
okay.
website.
We have to get it on the other one.
Okay.
Phil?
Ed, before you go on.
Yeah.
Sarah, a question.
Yes.
And you said the quote here is that you're still haggling with Moscow. Can you translate that into?
Into Russian? Yeah, of course. We thought we had everything resolved. We had the contracts out to them for signature, and there was some problem in getting them signed because of the specific language that was in the contract. We sent back, we're on our, I don't know, fifth or sixth version of the contract at this point, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. I'm hoping that this contract is going to be acceptable.
Okay. That clarifies it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're still doing the dysmorphology exams that I'm paying for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, right.
Things are still progressing there. It's just that the funds can't come off of that particular application.
Right.
Uh,
right.
because of this contract dispute with the Institute of Psychiatry.
Okay.
But Ken and Luther have 3 full days of seeing kids doing the dysmorphology exams in Moscow in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, I just didn't want Ken to get the idea that nothing was going on there. But
yeah. Right, absolutely. Thank you for clarifying that.
The funds are just coming out of my pocket instead. So.
And the dysmorphology core.
Dysmorphology core.
Dysmorphology core, right. All right, Phil?
We're doing fine in South Africa. We have, to refresh people's memory, we have 2 parts to our study there. Colleen Adams is our co-principal investigator. The first part is just to do the neuropsychological battery there to explore the optimal tests that best define psychological and behavioral characteristics of FAS children in South Africa. And so we're doing okay there now. Colleen has hired 2 master's qualified folks, Afrikaans speaking, Bernice Kossel and Sean September. And Cody has been over once to pursue the training, and Wendy Kahlberg has been over twice to pursue the training. So Sean and Bernice are well trained for the last version of the battery, and have actually piloted most of the tests.
Great.
So, Sarah, if there are not too many big changes, I think we're ready to roll there.
Yeah, the changes to the manual are minor, and they shouldn't affect any of the major administration concerns. So they should be fine.
Good. And so they're ready to roll. Then on the other part is our educational study, and the goal there is to explore the best educational or techniques or interventions for maximizing the learning of FAS children. We have 60 children with FAS enrolled in 1 of 3 classroom interventions. One of the interventions in which 20 kids are enrolled is speech and language enhancement. And that's overseen by a PhD-level South African professor at UCT, Farron Sorer. Second one, 20 children are enrolled in a cognitive behavioral therapy, which is overseen by Petra Engelbrecht from Stellenbosch University. And the remaining 20 FAS children are in a classroom where there is parental education intervention. And we have a school psychologist, Ruben Adams, who's working with the 20 sets of parents to enhance the children's structure and learning from a home base. So everything's going pretty well on both of those interventions. We're really... I think in keeping with the timeline.
Okay. Phil, if you can just repeat the 3 interventions, what the 3 different ones are.
Sure. One is a speech and language enhancement.
Okay.
2 is a cognitive behavioral therapy. And 3 is a parental education intervention, where we educate the parents and they in turn do the interventions with their children at home.
Okay. All right. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Sure.
Well, that's a review of all the projects that for the individuals that were on the phone. I guess we'll have another conference call next month, and then we'll meet in January. Ken, Deidre, or Lori, any comments or concerns?
I think I expressed mine already.
Ditto.
You have any? She's fine. Deidre?
No.
Okay.
I have a question for Deidre.
Yes?
If you need any further detail on bringing the Italians over, just drop me an email or give me a call, and I can provide whatever you need.
I certainly will. I'll let you know the minute we hear back from them, from the State Department.
Thank you to you and Peggy and Faye for taking... helping us and taking care of that.
Sure, our pleasure.
Well, I would just like to reiterate about getting those 2-page expanded abstracts to me as soon as possible so that we can put that together for the January meeting. And if there's anything that anyone needs or things are experiencing problems with, let me know. We're working on an updated uplink that you can express concerns for the web page. We know it works in test version. We'll start trying it out for real soon. And but I need people to start thinking about for January's meeting is where their individual project is going to go and interrelate with the other projects, and particularly in terms of a renewal application. Funds are going to be tight, and we're going to have to put in a top quality product here to get this thing continued. Anything else? Well, then I thank you all. This recording of this, if anyone wants to check, will probably be on the web in a few days, and you can hear it back, and Madre will type up a summary and distribute that via email. All right?
Thank you. Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.